Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Mercer County has a new head boys basketball coach. He was hired on Wednesday. Mr. Mike Jones, a 2001 Sherrard High School graduate, not new to the Mercer County sidelines. I know a JV coach a couple of years ago under Coach Brian Hutton. First up, Coach Jones, welcome back. Be good to see you back in blue and gold. What about the opportunity you're getting?
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm super excited for this opportunity. Obviously, it's always nice coming into a school that you're familiar with the players and having the opportunity to coach the incoming seniors as sophomores 2 years ago is a nice situation for me. So I'm familiar with quite a few of them and the freshmen and knowing some of the other kids in the program. And so I'm excited. Going to get things rolling here real quick and get after so we can have a successful start to the program.
Well, and I assume that was one of the reasons you wanted to apply, of kind of having the experience of coaching some of the kids. I mean, was that one of the enticements to say, hey, I'd like to get a shot at this varsity job?
Absolutely. That was the biggest thing is I got to work with these kids, and they're truly a great group of kids. I love being around them. When I was here 2 years ago, it was great to get to deal with even some of the older kids, the Spencer Wood, the Ty Taylor, some of those kids that were there. And it's a great group of kids that really, their work ethic is pretty impressive down here. And you have the support of the community, and I really enjoyed that. And when this opportunity opened up, I was really excited to be able to apply for it.
Well, and it's not fair to say you're kind of a rookie head coach because it's your first varsity head coaching job. But, you know, you're still a 2001 high school graduate, so you've been around the block, I guess, a few times. So I think it's unfair to say, well, it's a first-year head coach, even though you're a first-year head varsity coach.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a coaching pedigree of being around the game for a while.
Yeah, I mean, been coaching now for about 9 or 10 years. I started in the youth program and worked my way up through the junior high program and was there for three years, was JV coach for 4 years, and it's kind of worked my way up, have seen all the different aspects of it, which I think helps give me a better view as a varsity coach. And I'm hoping to be able to use that to help build the program down here.
Well, and I know it's kind of a quick turnaround. You're just hired Wednesday, basically a week after the former head coach resigned. So a little bit about kind of the wheels in motion now for some of the things you want to do. I think we're talking to you, what is today, April the 28th. So I guess what's the timeline for some of the things you'll be doing here over the next few weeks, months, whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. And I knew, obviously, this was a kind of a late job opening, so it was kind of get right to work. Luckily, I talked to Coach Hofer. Our schedules didn't meet for the rest of this week, but we're going to meet first thing next week, get together with the kids. I've already talked to Coach Johnson from Orion in regards to summer league plans to make sure that we're in on that. Coach Hutton was able to connect me up with the gentleman who runs the Monmouth shootout, so hopefully we'll get to do some of those same things, and we're gonna try to get as much going this summer as we possibly can with open gyms, some team camps, look at those options. But also, I want to work with Coach Hofer, Coach Basala, Coach Lau, some of the other coaches in regards to the summer schedules for the players so that it works out for all of them, so that they don't feel that obligation that they have to pick between two things. Hopefully we can make the schedules work for everybody.
Well, what do you think of the personnel? I know I saw you at a few games this year, and a lot of that personnel is back. This has a chance, I think, as you look at it right now, to be an exciting team, and I think a pretty good team too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at, not very often do you look at a varsity team that obviously due to some injury and some other situations – for about half the season, your starting five is going to be back this year, and that's a great opportunity for us to have the experience. And part of varsity basketball is having that experience and those growing pains. And luckily for me, a lot of those growing pains went last year. So hopefully, when we get going this year, it'll be a smooth transition, and we could roll right into the season.
And then, as far as your staff, I know we're talking off the air. That's something you still. I mean, we're talking to you 2 days after the job, so I know that's probably not finalized.
No, we haven't finalized the staff. I will be contacting some of the former coaches. I've had a couple coaches from outside the program that I've talked to as well, and want to sit down with Coach Hofer and go through all those decisions so that we can make some, make a decision that's best for the overall program.
Yeah, you had enough games last year to know kind of the when you look at the conference anyway, in the Lincoln Trail Conference, kind of the personnel and what the culture is, and you know, the Anawan looks to be the team to beat. Again, but I always think that, you know, the top half the past couple of years, there's been some pretty good teams in the LTC. I think the play, too, across the board from top to bottom has been getting better, too.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing you look at. Obviously, Anawan's been so strong. Weathersfield is good year in and year out. I mean, you can look all over that conference, and from year to year, the top half of the conference is as competitive as any conference in this area of this size school, in my opinion. And really, in the last few years, the bottom half of the conference has really stepped up and started to compete, and you've seen more of those upset games. Or obviously, we have the luxury and of getting to play a conference tournament as well, and you see some surprises in there every year. So it's a tough conference, and never really going to walk into a gym just expecting to win in this conference.
So a Mike Jones program will be what? Describe to our listening audience your philosophy or what you want, how you want this program to be portrayed under your, when people say Mike Jones program, they should think of what?
Yeah, my goal is to be a group of dedicated, well-respected young men who we have good numbers out, that they're involved in the community, that we are involved in every aspect of the school. We have good student athletes. Obviously, I love to see when we have basketball players and, well, your daughter, congratulations yesterday on the National Honor Society. Those are the kind of things that we're looking for in a program. And obviously, the wins and losses are a big part of it, and that's how varsity coaches are so often judged. But all the other stuff, how many kids you have in your youth program, what you're doing with that stuff, your community involvement, that's kind of how I'd like to be judged on our program and have a lot of success.
Well, and I guess, and I know we'll talk to you a lot as we head down the road and approach the season, we'll see around during the summer some of the different things, but, you know, what is it about the Sherrard grads that are here now? Is it because, and I say this a little tongue-in-cheek, maybe if it wasn't consolidation and it was still Aledo Green Dragons, maybe you Sherrard dudes wouldn't be over here. I don't know. But is it just, I don't know, something random that happened? It's just Sherrard guys that are here? Or can you put your finger on any of that? We're talking about Hofer's, the AD, and the football coach, a Sherrard grad. We know Coach Bazzala, a Sherrard grad, the baseball coach. Now Mike Jones, the basketball coach, is a Sherrard grad.
I think a big part of it, and I've talked to Coach Bazzala about it a number of times, and when word gets out that you have a great school district and you have great community support, people want to go there. And that's been the big thing with Mercer County, is everybody who's coached down here has had nothing but great things to say about it. And it sounds like, I mean, the support of the administration, the school board, where some other schools might not necessarily have that at all the time, the community support. And Mercer County has built that reputation, and it's now a place that people want to come and work, and I'm really excited for the opportunity to be here.
And then I know you'll get more information out on your camp. You'll mm-hmm. have a camp this summer. So,
absolutely.
So that'll come up sometime, probably in June, I would think.
Yes. As of right now, I think talking to Coach Hofer briefly, we were looking at one of the last weeks of June. When I meet with him beginning of next week, we'll get all that finalized and get the information out so that we could get everybody in the school district involved in that.
All right. Well, welcome back to Mercer County. We'll see you around. I know, as I said, we'll catch up with you this summer when the Eagles get some summer work in. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right. Mike Jones, the new head coach at Mercer County, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.